With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
I've missed you, Andrea. How are you doing?
I missed you so much. I am so tired. I'm up since 4:40. My husband went, and then I have a 7 o'clock radio show, but I haven't talked to dog, and I don't want to wait for the dog because the dog will distract me. I think she's gonna pee, so I took her out for 4:40 in the morning for a walk. I'm very tired.
You know, I looked at that. I saw that, you know, you're going to get profound because that's what you do, and you're going to link it to something very simple. And I thought, okay, she's finally lost it, because nobody goes to walk a dog at 4:40 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, well, you know, I did. So.
Okay, all right. And it is
but you know, but it actually did. It actually was very eye-opening. It was very, very nice because, you know, when you go out there in the middle of the, like really, it's the middle, you don't know if it's the morning or the night.
Yeah.
But you can hear yourself think. And here I am, like I'm thinking about my show and I have all this pressure building up. Like I have nothing to share today. I have nothing to say. How lovely. And then I'm thinking about, oh my gosh, we are the children of Abraham, the first rule breaker, nonconformist. Here I am walking in Israel, and there's nobody to distract me. No annoying people playing that Mizrahi music that you love so much, you know? No manners. I can just hear and kind of review and connect to what it is to live here. And I make a terrible joke. Okay, this is where I'm going to get in trouble. This is where all the people who love me so dearly are going to stop loving me.
No, but go on. Now you've got me interested. Yep.
You know, when I always say Israel is so incredible. Everything's wonderful in Israel except for the Israelis. Okay, I said it.
Yeah, you did. But I mean, we know that. The Israel Shel Mala and the Israel Shel Mata. You learn about that very quickly when you actually get there. It's real.
It's, you know, I had this fantasy Israel all those years that I wanted to make Aliyah. And what happens is the noise, the reality, the dirt, the messiness of real life kind of pulls you out of that place. And then you come to a parsha like this and you think, my goodness, he said it. God said it to Abraham. He said, the way to really do that Jew thing all the way is to do it in Israel. And I can't say, you know, a lot of people come to Israel and they find themselves actually a little less religiously connected. A lot of people say, I live in Israel. I don't have to do all that other stuff. I have no points to prove. I've proven my point. And yet here we have this incredible, this guy, what's the difference? Last week we talked about Noah. Noah was, you know, Noah was great in his generation. But Noah wasn't a PR man. He wasn't a teacher. He didn't want to get involved. And here you have this guy, Avraham. I'm not going to say Abraham. It's so New Testament. But anyway, you know, but you have him. And I keep thinking about, you know, we always make a lot of jokes. We make a lot of jokes here. We say, you know, why do we have such problems with the Arabs? Because if you were getting brisked at 13, you'd also want to stab somebody, you know?
So, I didn't know that. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're like, no wonder they're very hostile. They're angry. They're running away. They're trying to cause a distraction, a diversion. But, and here you have, not only does he perform a bris on himself at 99, but all the men in his household, and I'm sure they weren't being held hostage, but his adherence, all those rules that he broke, made him so admirable, so worthy of following. And I was thinking to myself, Simon, I mean, Erev Shabbos, let's talk about brises because it's such an appealing topic. I was thinking to myself, like, well, why aren't men born brised? I mean, come on. God can do everything. Whatever.
Okay, that's an interesting question. Yeah, and your answer was?
And the answer is, it's so simple. It's from, actually, we get it even back from Bereshis. We are created in partnership with God. It's not a big authoritarian, totalitarian. We finish the process. God borns us, brings us into the world. And then, what is this commitment? We finish the process. We perfect ourselves. And one could live a wonderful life, a terrific life. A lot of, men aren't brisked. But it's that, it's a defiant announcement that it's a partnership and it's a dialogue that's going to take place from the moment of birth, or at least from the eighth day, until we're put into the ground. It's a partnership. It's a conversation, and it's very, it's also, it is so overt. You know, why do we bris during the day? Although, you know, Sephardim do have a habit, certainly here in Israel, a lot of brises are held in the evening at supper, but that's a practical reason, because people just can't take the mornings off. They come home, okay. You know, you, okay. But okay. Traditionally we do it during the day, and that's because of who Avraham was. It wasn't to sneak around and do this little God thing when nobody was looking and to call you the town nut. But it was to do it in broad daylight, to make people ask questions.
Wow, you always imbue such simple things with such incredible meaning, truly lofty. But I'm going to unloft you, and I'm going to bring you straight back onto hard old earth, because you've created a bit of a conversation here this afternoon, Andrea.
You're going to do the feminist thing and ask me why not women?
No. We're definitely not going there. Not today. Maybe another time. No, I said you've started an interesting conversation here, because you spoke about Israelis, and Rene Ackerman, who actually lives in Israel, said, I love Israelis, warts and all. Karen weighs in and says Avram was the first Esh HaTorah, and Hachamor weighing in said, what I couldn't believe being in Israel was the way people drive. South African taxi drivers drive like angels compared to Israelis. And I'm kind of trying to reconcile your lofty, well, maybe it's an aspiration. Nobody said that is the reality. I mean, everything you've been talking about fulfillment,
I'm teasing.
About being better.
You know, I'm teasing. My children are Israelis, violently so. No. I'm teasing, because, you know, we come in with this kind of zum golly golly Ashkenazi, like, ho ho, let's dance a ho ride, chill beer. And, you know, Israelis don't even get it. They're like, who are these people? So, but it's, you know, we have this opportunity. One of my little side notes, I write little side notes in all of my notes. One of the things I was able, and I'm sure that Renee knows this, because, you know, sometimes you hear these noises in Israel. They're so beautiful. They're sounds that cannot be replicated. And even though I do love that hearty dar, you know, when I'm in my, my Glen Hazel mornings, but when you hear the muazzin, and literally you hear the sounds of jackals, and the air is sweet, you can actually envision not just the Israel of our Zionist teachers, but I can imagine what it was like without the roads, without the streets. It's the same Israel as Avraham aspired to and had to come to. He broke all the rules. He was a nonconformist and not ashamed. He didn't sneak around. You know, his nephew Lot was very easy to confuse. You know, Lot grew up in his house. He kept kosher. He made matzah. He was a big entertainer. You know, Agana, you know, did a lot of hachnasis orchim. But there was a kind of creepy evil underneath it, where over the corner, out of the corner of his eyes, he wanted to see how he was being perceived. Do they see how from I am? Do they see how connected I am?
Yeah.
And Avraham was living his truth. And what a forefather to aspire to. You know, we have so far to go. But you know what? If we do a half a teaspoon of Avraham each day, live our truth, have one truthful moment, 11, so as Renee would say, let our wart flag fly. You know, we're still moving forward, but to sit and say, and to let Western culture, to let the Kardashians, to let whoever it is determine Gwyneth Paltrow. She's my hatred of the day. To let these people dictate and raise our children when we have an Avraham Avinu and a Sarah Imanu. My gosh. You know, we hold the key to loftiness, the key to truth, the key to health, and the key to defiance. Holy defiance, Simon. We're like the most defiant around.
You gotta let me go there, because I have to end with a song before news. It feels wrong. It doesn't feel right to stop you in your stride. But thank you, as always, Andrew Simant of Shabbat Shalom, and you'll be back with us same time next week.
Please, God. Shabbat Shalom.